Mark Wolf, and I'm the director at the Missouri State Fair.
Okay, and there was an announcement today. The governor was actually there at the fairgrounds in Sedalia to announce some capital improvement items. What is actually going to be going on out there?
Well, after going through the legislative session this year, you know, through the bond issue, I guess basically that they had been working on over the last 3 years, the state fair was included. We're going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 to $5 million here on the state fairgrounds over the next couple of years to do some much-needed capital improvement problems or issues here on the fairgrounds. So, you know, right off the bat, the first two parts of the project that we're going to be looking at, Julie, are the Women's Building and the Coliseum here on the fairgrounds. About $3 million between the two of those. Considerable amount of, we'll start with the Coliseum, I guess, a considerable amount of that will be in tuck pointing, some electrical upgrades, some roof repair, window repair, and things like that. And then on the Women's Building, we're talking about a new roof and window replacement in some of that facility, and also some handicap upgrades to the restrooms. Some renovation on the second and third floors of the building. So, you know, they've certainly the Women's Building has been there a long time without much help and is in serious need of some repair. And the Coliseum gets used a lot anyway and kind of the focal point of the state fairgrounds. So it's a massive building. Certainly we talk about it all the time, but, you know, if we lose them, we can't replace them, not in today's financial situation. So I think it's really important that, you know, not only the folks here that are responsible for taking care of the facility, but the legislature also that, you know, we do what we need to do to take care of these facilities so that they're still here for future generations.
Well, those I know the Coliseum is a grand old building, and I'm not, where is the Women's Building and what is housed in that?
Well, the Women's Building is actually right next door, across the street to the south. You know, the Coliseum was built in 1906. The Women's Building was built in 1910. And as I said, obviously the Coliseum gets used for a lot of things, livestock shows, exhibits, rodeo. I mean, you can just about name all the different possibilities there. The Women's Building was originally built on the fairgrounds for women to have a place to come in out of the heat during the fair, and you know, had a lot of creature comforts, I guess, back at, you know, considered whatever those were at that time in 1910, but an opportunity for women to come in and rest and relax and bring the kids in out of the summer heat. And it's probably one of the prettiest buildings, I guess, as far as architecture goes on the entire fairgrounds, with the big columns and things out front and the big second story porch that comes out. So you know, we'll get that renovated. Obviously, the upper two floors have not been used in, you know, probably the last 20-plus years just because of deteriorating conditions. And we went through an asbestos abatement program in that building 2 years ago and removed some old mastic that was part of the adhesive for the old tile floors. And so all those upper floors were completely gutted and right down to the bare stud walls in preparation for what we had hoped would come along, which was some capital improvement funding to renovate that.
What do you see those upper floors being used for, Mark?
You know, we toss this around a lot. You know, unfortunately, that building does not have an elevator, so we lack a little bit of handicap accessibility to the upper two floors. The basement level is our currently hosts our State Fair Museum, which is on ground level, and you can get to. We do have a handicap ramp on the facility to get to the main floor. But the upper two floors are only accessible by a pretty grand old wooden staircase that spirals and goes up. You know, so there's some conversation already about what could possibly be done with that, you know, to make that more accessible. I don't know in this project if that will be part of it just due to cost, but, you know, we foresee a lot of opportunities. I think the original top floor was a ballroom originally, so it's wide open, and all the roof in there follows the changes in pitch of the external roof. So it's really unique. It's got big dormers where you can walk out and look in, out the windows, and a lot of possibilities. You know, we just really haven't decided, but, you know, in the meantime, we want to get things rewired and you know, try to take care of as much of the accessibility things as we can and get the building secure and watertight again.
And when do you anticipate the fix-up being complete?
Well, I you know, obviously with the fair quickly approaching, you know, we're not going to be doing anything too quick. We have already had some conversation with OA and facilities management about, you know, getting a contract set with an architect and an engineering company to come in and work with us on the renovation plans. So we'll be hitting that pretty hard as soon as the fair is over, and hopefully by Sometime this fall, it'll go out to bids, and we'll have a project that we can start either this sometime, probably sometime this winter or early next spring.
I would guess, Mark, that you, of all people involved with the fair, know probably the most about the buildings out there. Wasn't that one of your primary jobs before you became state fair director?
It was. I originally came here as the facilities manager and was responsible for the capital improvement side of it, and then the basic upkeep of the facility, all the maintenance aspects. But I'm sure Jason Moore, who's our facilities manager at this time, is probably just as knowledgeable as I am about this, as he's got his head in the so to speak closet all the time working on things now. So it's a big facility and some really old and unique buildings and a lot of little cubby holes and a lot of old systems, that you don't see a new construction anymore. So, it's a very interesting position to have because you are, obviously getting the opportunity to work on some older systems, but slowly but surely, over the years we've been able to replace a lot of those with high efficiency systems and things that just work much better. So, as time goes along, the facility gets, more modern as we go. And yet, fortunately we have some really, really unique, architecture out here that we're hoping to maintain and make sure that it's around for the next generation.
Oh yeah, and preservationists will be very happy about that. In fact, are any of the buildings, would they qualify for the National Register of Historic Places?
Absolutely. We've got a considerable number of those buildings, especially up on that what we kind of refer to as the historic row along State Fair Boulevard. My goodness, obviously we mentioned the Coliseum was built in 1906. As you move south, you have the Women's Building built in 1910. The old Historic Administration Building was in 1927. You go across the street, a couple of the oldest buildings are the Varied Industry Commercial Buildings. Both of those were built in 1903. Right in the middle of that, we've got one a little more modern with the Missouri Electric Co-op, that was built back in, 2002 or something like that. So, the Ag Building on the far south end was, I think 1961, and it's kind of a laundry list of dates over time as the facility was developed. But we got a number of those buildings that are old enough to qualify.